Dr. Brian Spain usually works at the Royal Darwin Hospital, but in the aftermath of Papua New Guinea's earthquake in February, he was called on to help victims. The doctor led an Australian medical assistance team of 15 people sent to a hospital in the Southern Highlands province, one of the regions worst affected by the 7.5 magnitude quake. Mr. Spain says doctors in the Mendi Hospital are battling everything from malnutrition to ongoing violence in the earthquake-affected areas.
The staff themselves up there have been affected. They, their homes, their families had all been affected by the earthquake, and they'd been working really hard in the local response, so it was an opportunity to go and just give them a bit of a break.
The United Nations estimates 270,000 people, nearly half of them children, in the remote northern regions hit by the quake and a series of strong aftershocks still need humanitarian aid. Stephanie Cobus-Campbell is a former head of Australia's aid program with Papua New Guinea. She warns the trauma of the earthquakes is continuing to take a toll on everyone involved.
We brought counsellors in for the health workers at Hela Provincial Hospital because they needed to continue to do their jobs, and they were also very, very stressed from the earthquake. And the counsellors just debriefed me afterwards and said they were just flooded with fear and tears and uncertainty of what was going to happen. And they said they were also surprised by just the level of trauma in these communities.
Ms. Cobus-Campbell is now Executive Director at Oil Search Foundation, a charity set up by Australian and Papua New Guinea natural resources company Oil Search. They were one of the first to deliver supplies and medical assistance to earthquake victims using helicopters alongside Australia's official response.
The Australian government and the Australian Defence Force, Australians should be very proud of that response. They again came in very quickly. They put all their assets on the table. They worked seamlessly, you know, with us as a private sector. We together got out to, you know, many, many communities. We could not have done it without Australia.
The earthquake cut off roads and access routes to the Western and Southern Highlands and Hela regions. Ms. Cobus-Campbell says the remoteness of these communities, coupled with tribal conflicts in the region, are challenging aid organisations. The UN's children agency, UNICEF, was recently forced to remove its aid workers out of Hela province after they were attacked.
These poor people have experienced this trauma. They've lost their houses. They've lost their food gardens. They don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And then the earth keeps shaking, so they don't know when they can go home. And there is a lot of mental stress.
Often bearing the brunt of this trauma are women and children. A statement from the Department of Foreign Affairs says Australia has provided $700,000 to UN partners to ensure those most vulnerable in the wake of the earthquake have access to support. This includes a UNICEF program to set up 26 child-friendly spaces to provide psychological support services to more than 14,000 children. UNICEF's Officer Telesso Dano says the initiative provides a safe space to traumatised children, somewhere they can play and women can find protection during the disaster recovery process.
Their educational activities have been disrupted, so everything that provides some form of structure for children was disrupted, so that also have impact, makes the situation in terms of the psychosocial recovery even worse, because children to recover need some form of structured routine.
All up, the Australian government has provided $5 million to support the PNG government's relief efforts. Jonathan Pryke, director of the Lowy Institute's Pacific Islands program, says Australia's assistance reflects the deep shared history and strong connection between the two countries. Australian businesses have almost $20 billion invested in PNG, mostly in the natural resources industry. Mr. Pryke says this relationship has evolved significantly since PNG was a dependent territory of Australia.
Australia, we want to be the partner of choice to the Pacific, to PNG. We want to be the first ones on call and the first ones to offer assistance when these countries, you know, a natural disaster strikes. And that's a reflection of the important relationship that we have with PNG and the stock we put into the current relationship.
Ms. Cobus-Campbell is backing that call.
It's a fragile community. It's a community in need. And PNG is a neighbour of ours. It's an important country. It's a country on our doorstep. And there's people that are really experiencing, you know, a very serious humanitarian crisis. And as Australians and good neighbours, we all need to ensure that we're helping them to recover as soon as possible.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.